We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, I was not raptured. You were not raptured. My crew was not raptured. Even though much of my crew are devout Christians, I guess that means we weren't Christian. We're devils. Of course, the head of the group that previously, back in 94, said it was the end of the world, the Christian radio network family stations, he wasn't raptured either. But the end of the world has now begun. It's the end of the world as we know it. We're going to be breaking some of that down. Meanwhile, folks aren't ever worried about real threats. They're not worried about things that actually will affect them and their family. But it's a lot of the Muslim groups think it's the end of the world. A lot of Christian groups are constantly thinking that. A lot of the secular folks who are secular believe a misinterpreted Mayan prediction. The report I got was the Mayans got tired of carving those stone calendars. I just ripped off Jaron's joke. But I didn't rip it off. Oh, my gosh. There is so much news here. This happens more and more. You know, I read news all weekend. I get in. The guys print all the news off InfoWars, Prison Planet, DrudgeReport.com, countless other sites. I get in here, and I'm just like, how am I ever going to cover this? There is so much news and information here. First off, I told you last week that this has been done many times by other presidents. We need to go back to the 1967 maps of Israel with Palestine. And then now Obama has come out and said, well, those 67 lines aren't the new 67 lines. I'm not kidding. That's the new statement. We knew that was coming. It's all just form over substance. Just like Obama went back on every campaign promise he made. Or it's admitted that Iraq didn't have WMDs, but still upwards of half of so-called conservatives think Saddam was found with nuclear weapons. This is all designed for the weak-minded. As Joseph Goebbels said, the Nazi propaganda minister, good propaganda has to be targeted at the lowest common denominator. Our belief is the opposite. We want to give people wide-spectrum analysis of the truth in a historical, geopolitical, psychological view from anthropology, sociology, because we know that the folks out there that don't know the three branches of government and don't know which end is up and don't care are never going to be in the fight. We know in the Revolutionary War here, 3% started it, 5% won it. And it's been similar in every other case in society. Evil people come and take over, small minority, good minority defeats them or is defeated by them, or vice versa. That's history. So we don't, we're not targeting the dumbed down masses here. They'll wake up later down the road when they don't have enough money to have cable TV and watch their favorite sporting events. So we have a lot of news and information here. Also, AP reports gold, silver coins to be legal currency in Utah. This is why the government went after Bernard von Notaus for legally putting out his own silver coins that openly talked bad about the U.S. government private Federal Reserve issued currency. But more and more state governments are moving to do this. Meanwhile, pile of debt would stretch beyond stratosphere. Back in Ronald Reagan's day in 81, it would stack 60-plus miles in the air, 67 miles. Today, it would reach more than 900 miles tall. That's out of Reuters. Also, Blagojevich trial to resume. I'm sorry. What Blagojevich did is child's play, and I say throw him in prison. You know, they've got these audio recordings. They won't play all of them, though, only select clips for the juries. He's been found not guilty once, so they're going to go back again. Because in America, you're supposed to be tried for the same crime over and over again until found guilty. You're like, no, you're not. That's right. You're innocent until proven guilty, not guilty until proven innocent. But cops all over the country pull over old ladies and take the cash out of their purse. And you're not supposed to have double jeopardy. But, hey, who needs that stinking Constitution and Bill of Rights? Got more news on it. The 20 million Americans overcharged by AT&T for data usage. This has been happening to me. I mean, they'll be charging me for data usage, you know, at 5 a.m. on my bill, and I'm not awake at 5 a.m. My phone's turned off. But, hey, so what? It's freedom. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
strong needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox, beat grunt. No stream, the ladder starts to clatter with fear. Bite down high, wire in a fire river.
So-called Christian groups every few years run TV, radio ads, billboards, telling the general public that the world is going to end on a certain date. I remember in 87, it was all over Dallas billboards where I was growing up. I remember back in 94, the same guy that just did it, saying the world was over. Crank it up.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world. And I feel fine. And the Austin American Statesman yesterday and a lot of other newspapers and TV stations around the country and the world indicted Christians, period, and said that we're all a bunch of moron idiots because of these groups out there that are running around saying that the world is going to end. And, of course, they're never right. And back on Friday, I actually read from Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but only my Father. And I went through some of the other translations. That's the King James. Here's the New International Version, 1984. No man knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. And it also, Acts 1:7, cross-reference, he said to them, it is not for you to know the time or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But, hey, you don't want to tell these preachers that. The main ringleader of telling us that the world was going to end yesterday on the 21st day of May 2011 is Harold Camping, 89, previously made a failed prediction that Jesus would return to Earth in 1994. Oh, yes, and there's lots of other groups doing this. The head of the Christian Radio Network Family Stations, Inc., says that he is sure an earthquake will shake the Earth on May 21st, sweeping true believers to heaven and leaving others behind to be engulfed in the world's destruction over a few months. Mr. Harold Camping was not teleported to the Enterprise, though. And teleportation to the cloud base, cloud city with Lando Calrissian, is not in the Bible. But don't tell them that. And but the Bible does say they're not supposed to say when Jesus is going to return. So that's why they say they do know, because the Bible says they don't. Because they're such followers of the Bible. Are these groups financed to do this perpetually? The same people over and over again to discredit Christianity. You got to wonder sometimes. It was only until about 150 years ago that this whole rapture cult thing got set up. Sure, after Christ returns in Revelations, then the dead in Christ rise to meet Christ in the sky, their spirits, and then they're given heavenly bodies. But that's the Bible. Who wants to listen to that? No, they teach Christians, and this is why it's important whether you're an atheist, a Christian, a Muslim, an agnostic, a animist, a worshiper of Keebler elves, the clockwork elves. It doesn't matter intellectually. The overarching issue here is that Christians, who make up the majority of this country and most other Western nations, if you look at the poll numbers, 80%+ of Americans call them Christians, something like half of Europeans. England's a little bit lower now. It is now a Christian dogma. It is now a Christian belief, the modern Christian belief, only 150 years old now, to lay down to evil because it's the end of the world as we know it. Praise the Lord, the government's tracking everybody and wants us to thumbprint and face scan to buy and sell, and that companies are pushing implantable microchips, and the Mexican Attorney General, you know, has made his employees take implantable chips. Now, there's no reason to speak out against 50-plus million abortions in the U.S. There's no reason to get involved in any sort of corruption. Christians don't need to be against slavery like they were in 1800, a small minority of Christians against it. By the 1860s, the majority against it. No, Christians don't need to lead the way against tyranny or corruption as they did in 1776 with the pastors leading the way at Lexington and Concord and Bunker Hill and on and on and on. No, now Christians quote to you Romans 13, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and the things to God that are God's. That was Hitler's favorite Bible quote that was on billboards all over Germany, broadcast on radio, played on the newsreels. He quoted it generally every week in his weekly Führer radio transmission. Christians, do what the Bible says. Do what your leader says. Of course, if you read the entire chapter, it says the opposite of that. That you should follow just leaders and just laws, but if they're evil, it is your job to stand up against them. Christ was killed for not following the Jewish leaders and the Roman leaders' orders. Almost all the disciples were killed. Yes, you just tuned into the Alex Jones radio program, normally not a religious show. The point is I've actually studied the Bible, studied Christianity, studied the contemporary Roman and Greek history and Jewish histories, and our entire society is based on this, whether you believe in it or not. You need to understand it is unbiblical, it is unchristian to say that you, A, know when the end of the world's coming, and to B, say, I'm not getting involved, it's the end of the world, or soon we're going to have the tribulation. It is your job, if you see evil as a Christian, to go out and speak out against it. Now, we got secret documents, I don't know, now 6 years ago, now a few years later, it came out on national and local television. We played the clips, just search the term, clergy response teams, a secret government program, now over 100,000, I mean, it was 2 or 3 years ago when I last saw a newscast admitting the numbers, of pastors being secretly approached by Homeland Security to spy on their flocks. That's right out of Red Dawn, or in the real world, the Soviet Union or Communist China or North Korea. And to read them Romans 13 and say, submit to government, do whatever you're told. Well, if that was the case, if you even want to take the twisted interpretation of Romans 13 to heart, you know, do what Caesar says, basically, is the way they falsely interpret it. Got to read the whole chapter. It says the opposite. But again, who actually reads the Bible? Like these preachers saying, they know the exact day and what's going to happen. Bible says that's evil to do it over and over again, but they know everything. I mean, who needs the Bible? The point I'm making here is there's this giant cop-out and the creepiness. It's not just that your lawyers, your pediatricians, your school teachers, the local police all being federalized with the threat fusion centers. I've got a big stack of news articles about universities everywhere being enrolled in Homeland Security. And they say spy on people, look for any type of you know, Al-Qaeda activity when the students actually go to get the training. It's, all right, 5 minutes on Al-Qaeda. Now the rest of the semester course is on these Ron Paul supporters, these gun owners, these conservatives, these people that want raw milk, these people that want to raise their own chickens in their backyard. I mean, we've gotten the Homeland Security MIAC reports. We've published them. We've been given them by law enforcement. None of it has to do, except on the surface, with Al-Qaeda. Excuse me, Al-Qaeda. So I thought I would just go over that because this is how they discredit Christianity. But then meanwhile, the Muslims have got a lot of popular leaders pushing it's the end of the world, and they've been doing it for hundreds of years. You know, there's always people pushing it. People that I know that are atheists, people I know that are agnostics, who laugh at the Bible, laugh at Judaism, laugh at Islam, laugh at Buddhists, laugh at Hindus, laugh at Zen Buddhists. They laugh at everybody. They've got it all figured out. They know everything, okay? There's nothing else going on in the universe, nothing going on in different dimensions, even though the mathematics of Einstein and others prove it, Max Planck and supercomputers and the fission-fusion reactors and the cyclotrons, even though all the mathematics proves there's at least 12 dimensions stacked on each other, none of that matters to them. They know everything. But even they will buy into 2012 is the end of the world, and the Mayans said so when they really didn't. So I thought I would talk about this psychology of end of the world, the great galactic cop-out, okay? All I know is I'm going to continue to move forward. I'm going to continue to not be a slave. I'm going to continue to try to inform people about what it really means to be a human and how important our species is and how far our species has come. And we're going to talk about that on the other side. They get into a ton of geopolitical, financial news.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, we're back live. You know what? I want to talk about, from my perspective, what humanity's existence and prime directive really is coming up in the next segment versus the type of artificial anti-human world that the planet's social engineers are building. And they've written countless books, countless UN statements, Club of Rome dossiers, where they effectively do boil down what humanity really is. And then they say they're going to play God like they're doing with the GMO crops and all the rest of it and alter our course. And I think it's important for people to understand there's a debate going on right now about the future destiny of humanity. And so we're going to be breaking that down actually coming up in the next segment. I wanted to finish up with some important news items before I get into that, and then we're going to continue with news and information, and then your phone calls. I'll open the phones up, start giving the number out in the last segment of this hour. We'll take a lot of calls in the second hour. Always informative to take your calls, the different directions you take us in. But finishing up with the so-called Christian groups coming out and engaging in stunts, and then the media, the mainline dinosaur humanist media, always picks up on it and gives them attention. When somebody's burning a Quran, they give them endless attention and turn it into a spectacle to get different religions and groups fighting with each other, divide and conquer. That's what the ruling class wants. When some religious group of Christians comes out and says the world's ending next week, they don't call them Hale-Bopp Comet Cult, as they should, in my opinion. They act like, well, is it going to end next Saturday? Well, Saturday came and went, and I'm going to be the discredited one for saying that the world wasn't going to end. Now, if they successfully make a black hole at the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider, or if the Air Force, who admits they're developing antimatter weapons, have a mishap, or if they release the wrong type of GMO crop that has cross-species viruses and bacteria built into it, and it gets loose and wreaks havoc on the human population, or nanotech spins out of control, as many top futurist projections predict it will, and rewrites the face of the Earth in a matter of hours, well, that could effectively bring us to our Waterloo, our dinosaur die-out mega-calamity event. So I am concerned about things like that. I'm concerned about large comets and asteroids hitting the planet. Scientists now have to admit they thought it was every million years or so, but after studying Shoemaker-Levy comet, what, that hit Saturn and broke into five parts and blew holes in the planet bigger than Earth, or was it Jupiter? I can't remember. They started and got better satellites out there. They started saying, wow, there's a lot of big asteroids come right by the Earth. And it looks like all these, now that we have satellites can look down on the Earth, there's all these giant craters all over the planet that have just grown in with trees and grasslands over them. So there's actually more of these mega calamities than we thought. And meanwhile, brace yourselves. Iceland's volcanic ash could reach Scotland and the rest of Europe in 48 hours. And the rest of Thursday, the rest of the UK by Thursday, of eruption continues. And there's a big mega volcano there in the western areas of the United States. The caldera covers much of four states. The Yellowstone mega caldera that scientists believe the last time it erupted, it killed most of the life in, from the Mississippi west all the way to the Pacific. That'll rain on your parade when for a couple days a giant volcano first explodes like Mount St. Helens, but several thousand times bigger, and then rains down lava and giant stones and several feet of ash over most of the country. Boy, that will really cause a problem. But that's not an issue. The fact that it's suddenly having thousands of different types of small earthquakes and things happening there, tremors. You see, the problem is there's so much data in this world that I could just go off for 10 hours on that issue. But let me just finish up the whole preacher situation with this. The federal government has quietly, since at least 2003, we learned about it in 2004, recruited over 100,000 preachers secretly to spy on their flocks and report on their flocks and teach their flocks to submit to tyranny and go to the FEMA camp and take the forced inoculation and turn their guns in when they're told. This is in the training manuals I was given. Folks didn't believe it. They called the FEMA phone numbers. FEMA got real mad. And then a couple years later, they did newscasts admitting and cut to preachers saying, we're trying to tell folks to turn their guns in. Now, that doesn't tell you the government's pure evil. That was going on under Bush, and it's expanded now under Obama. These guys are just front men reading teleprompters. If you don't realize how creepy that is, you got a serious historical malfunction in your brain. And I just want to add that even if you buy into Hitler's favorite Bible verse of render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, that's misinterpreted to say worship government against the balance of the rest of the Bible saying the opposite, you know, resist tyranny, resist tyrants, speak up against the corrupt king. We don't have kings here. We are the sovereigns. We the people, right? Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution. Public servants are public servants. They're not authorities, officials. They're not your excellency as Obama and Hillary Clinton are called at the UN. Speaking of other news, in the last 2 weeks, I followed this highly decorated two-tour Iraq Marine who had a great working record, Jose Guerreran, 26, who worked at a mine 4 days a week on, 16-hour shifts. And that's hard work in those mines. And he went to sleep when he got back from the graveyard ship down in the mine. And the police were banging around in the neighborhood at other houses, but said they pulled up with their sirens on. That's now basically been proven to be a lie. And we're looking through the window, so the mother got scared. The dad got up, told his son, get in the closet, got his M16. They busted in the door and shot him 60 times of 71 shots. And they said it was a drug warrant. Well, they've asked the judge to keep what was found in the house sealed, but now they've had their lawyer for the police for an MJTF. It was five different jurisdictions together out hunting fellow humans. For drugs, the government's been caught shipping in. But then they also put you in their private prisons when they catch you with it. And no drugs were found in the house. But they say a gun and body armor. Gee, this Marine got back a year ago. He had an AR-15 and body armor. I've bought body armor once. It was on sale at a gun shop, and I thought, that's interesting. I'll buy some of that, just something to collect. I mean, are the police going to raid my house and shoot me 61 times or 60 times and tell the media that I deserve to die because I had a semi-automatic gun? And that's the headlines. Attorney, SWAT raid found guns, body armor. Now they say that's what they were looking for, was the legal gun and the body armor. So if you're a veteran in America and you've got a gun or body armor, the police say you basically deserve to die. ABC News, Tucson SWAT team defends shooting Iraq vet 60 times. Then they got caught lying about where his body was and not helping him.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
I want to talk about my perspective on human destiny, on what man is and what we could become versus what the globalists are trying to set up. And I'm going to try to succinctly break that down here in a moment. Then I'm going to come back in the next segment. Here's KHOU News. Another new report. I told you about this a decade ago. I told you about it last year. And by the way, it's going on in every major state. It's just we have got good people in government in Texas that blew the whistle on this a decade ago and then again last year. Just as 15 years ago, they blew the whistle to me, other folks, about all babies having their blood taken at birth, now admitted. Texas government knowingly covered up radioactive drinking water. And it goes on to say it is a conspiracy by the TCEQ, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and it goes all the way up to the governor's office. And it is a multi-decade-long cover-up. Now, what none of these newscasts look at is why are the radioactive isotopes at high levels being added to the water? They're talking about the cover-up. They're not talking about where it came from. It came from the so-called sodium fluoride additive that has between 150 plus and 300 plus, the feds allow 300 plus, toxic waste, as long as it has fluoride mixed with it, that is allowed to be put in the water. They mine the fluoride in Florida, Colorado, other areas out of deposits, generally in played out uranium mines. Where do you mine uranium? Look it up. Limestone deposits. Okay, I'm about to get mad. That's what I mean. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I know what I'm talking about. In fact, here's the Herald Sun, one of the biggest newspapers. I said I'd get into the true nature of man. It's such a heavy subject. It's so clear when you think about it, but hard to articulate it in the majesty, the history, the beauty, the potential. But the Herald Sun and others, headline, Herald Sun, Alex Jones was right about Schwarzenegger's megalomania. And it's a long article, but they marvel that Maria Shriver and others were conned by Arnold. But syndicated radio host Alex Jones, once a Republican, know why they say that, saw things differently. He's a bully and a preening peacock who is totally power mad, said Jones. For God's sakes, don't let this megalomaniac become president. 6 years ago, they introduced legislation to repeal the 22nd Amendment so Schwarzenegger could be president. It was a big national drive. George H.W. Bush was pushing it up at Bryan College Station with Schwarzenegger. So I started Americans Against Arnold and ArnoldExposed.com, and it's got my quotes here. And it goes on to say, Jones was right. Shriver was wrong. And it goes on, folks, I'm not smart to know Arnold Schwarzenegger was bad and is bad. I did research into him. He gave a Rolling Stone interview saying he admired Hitler and wanted to be Hitler. And his friend said he played Hitler records and pranced around in a Nazi uniform. I mean, he told the Pumping Iron filmmaker that, and then they cut it out of the movie. And then to stop it being released a decade ago, Schwarzenegger bought the film, because on the DVD that was coming out, it was going to have it. I mean, when somebody says, I like Hitler, I want to be a dictator, they're bad. Schwarzenegger was involved in the whole Enron thing, meeting secretly with Ken Lay, it later came out in the LA Times. Then he ran against getting Enron, when it was actually Governor Gray Davis that was fighting Enron. Gray Davis, they used conservatives to get rid of Gray Davis, who was a horrible gun-grabbing New World Order person, but he was against the Enron scamming, some days $3 billion a day being stolen from Californians, quadrupling or more of their power prices, and manipulating them. He's hanging out with the Enron scam. He's anti-gun. He's pro-open border, not a conservative. He says he wants to be a dictator. Buddies with Kurt, well, that's in the 70s. Well, Kurt Waldheim in the mid-90s, head of the UN, had a step down. It came out he was an SS officer. Arnold said, I don't care if he's an SS officer. I love Kurt Waldheim. Of course Arnold Schwarzenegger was bad. Of course they're putting uranium and strontium and other isotopes in your water. Here's another Texas TV station. It's even been in the Houston Chronicle. No one gets in trouble. No, listen, I do my research. I'm not that smart. I just do research. I'm into reality. I don't want to be a slave. Of course, everyone's, how did Alex know Schwarzenegger was a megalomaniac? Blah, blah, blah. Look at him. How did Alex know they were taking baby's blood at birth? I got the documents almost 16 years ago. How does Alex know this? How does Alex know that? I remember back in 99, before the Seattle situation, I said, you watch, the police are going to stage riots, and they're going to use that as a template all over the U.S. and worldwide to start cracking down on peaceful protest with rubber bullets, the Darth Vader outfits, all of this. And then everything I said happened because I'd already been to urban warfare drills and watched police all over the country drilling to then be taught to roll this out. G20 in the U.S., England, Canada, they always have vehicles pull up in front of news cameras, grab peaceful protesters, drag them away in cars. People say that there's no reason. Why are they doing that? They're testing you. They're getting you ready for secret police to be arresting people. We later confirmed through internal sources that those are staged arrests. Those aren't even real arrests. When they pull up in front of a bank of news cameras and grab a peaceful lady or man with a plaque off the street and put them in a vehicle with unmarked men, it's meant to scare you. It's a psyop. See, there's nothing more frustrating than on thousands of subjects knowing exactly what they're doing, exactly what they're going to do next, and then having to watch the helpless public who aren't even stupid. They just are focused on things that don't matter, being absolutely bamboozled. Here's an example. Talking about Schwarzenegger and Enron and all of that, and his meeting secretly with Ken Lay, so he could then be positioned to run against Enron, for Enron. Here's the Daily Mail. Up to 20 million Americans overcharged by AT&T for data usage. AT&T are systematically overcharging up to 20 million Americans for their iPhone and iPad access data on the go. An investigation is uncovered. The lawsuit alleges the phone giant routinely overcharges customers between 7 and 14%, and in some cases up to 300%. In test, engineers say they found the company charged for downloading data and surfing the web even when the iPhones remained untouched. Speaking to MSNBC lawyer Barry Davis, who worked on the suit, said it's like a rigged gas pump, where when you go to the gas station and ask for a gallon of gas, you only get 9/10 of a gallon. When asked by a reporter whether his team found overcharging for every single transaction, he replied, yes, every single transaction they overcharge. And this is done on purpose, ladies and gentlemen, because even if they get fined, it'll always be a fraction. What did Goldman Sachs get fined when it gets caught involved in billions and billions in corruption, a few million? What did last year, what did Wells Fargo and its subsidiary Wachovia laundering $376 billion in drug money, chartering the drug aircraft? This all came out, and they paid 0.3%. They paid $1 million and change, like $1,020,000. You can look it up in Bloomberg AP. $1 million or 0.3 on hundreds of billions of dollars. In fact, let's just test my memory. Will you guys pull up Wachovia, Wells Fargo laundered $376 billion. I'm going to double check that number in my mind. Thank you. The point here is it's 0.3%. Now, here's one. Remember this? This came out just a week ago. PG&E admits to flaws in some smart meters. Turns out I've talked to engineers in California, and they even gave me their cards. Two different ones with their cards officially, but they wanted to be on the show secretly, without their names, who wanted to blow the whistle on this and told me about it last year when I was out there speaking in Santa Cruz. Well, it turns out one of my crew formerly worked at the city where they've got similar type systems going in. And what happened is these companies, you're supposed to put three components in to make sure that it bills you right. They only put two of the components in, then they can bill you whatever they want. And it's just how they operate, folks.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm into reality, not left or right, but right and wrong. Thank you for joining us. If you're a new listener, I'm Alex Jones, here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. And I'm also live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The federal government has changed its killing of Bin Laden story again in a big way. Aaron Dykes will be in here with us in the last segment of the next hour. We're going to open the phones up for the first 45 minutes of the next hour, second hour, on any issue you wish to raise. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539. And I'd love to hear from you, get you up and on the air on any subject. We don't really screen your phone calls, but please have a phone line that sounds decent. In fact, I'll just tell my folks answering the phones. If it's unintelligible, we can't have them on. Okay, Over the years, we've not screened calls, but more and more, at least on the quality end, we've got to discount people that are calling on bad Skype. But I'm digressing. Why did I start getting into this whole up to 20 million Americans overcharged by AT&T? NBC News was reporting, the Daily Mail, AP, you name it. And they had their own engineers look at it and indeed found they were doing it. Because AT&T and others lobby the federal government and control the regulators, just like Monsanto does with their GMO. And so they basically, if they're even given a fine for this, it will be a very small portion of their profits. And by the way, I have to correct something. And normally when I'm wrong, it's that it's worse than I said. And I went from memory, but something in my little brain said that's not exactly right. From the last time I covered this a month or so ago, we pulled up Bloomberg with links to the federal filings. Let's put it up on screen. It was $378 billion and change. Banks financing Mexico gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. And let's scroll down because I know it was, there it is, $378.4 billion. So it was $2 billion, $400 million more than I said. I have put out disinformation on the air. It was billions worse than I said. And again, they paid a $100 million. See, I'm having Freudian slips. They paid a $1 million fine. $1 million fine. $1 million on $378.4 billion. How about you launder $1,000 and then get caught? You're going to spend probably 10 years in a federal pen. But if you're Wells Fargo and their subsidiary, you're going to pay $1 million. So what do you think good old AT&T is going to pay, even if they get in trouble? And it's not like you're just going to go somewhere else and get away from it, because it's a wall of corruption. All these major corporations do it. I mean, I catch companies constantly overbilling. It's never an underbill, have you noticed? And it's always a mistake. By PG&E admits to flaws in some smart meters. The meters that where they can control what happens. PG&E issues apology for billing mistake. Of course they do. The point is, we've been sold that more technology somehow gives us better service and more control. But it's the opposite. It's the opposite. It's basically dehumanizing us. And I'm not anti-technology, but I think we should really be wary of it so that it isn't used to be a tool to dominate us. We need to ensure that the population understands how dangerous these technologies can be. Now, when I talk about the nature of humanity, when I talk about our history, when I talk about what our destiny could be. I took my wife last night to see a film, Cave of Forgotten Dreams, Werner Herzog's new film. My parents had seen it at South by Southwest and said it was very touching. And it is the oldest known human dwelling and oldest known art. People think 5,000-year-old Egyptian art is old. The newest art is 33,000 years old. And some of it from carbon dating as old as 40,000 years old. 33,000 years ago, the cave entrance caved in. It was not a cave where humans were living. It was a cave for rituals. They don't even get into this in the film, but I know the history of this stuff, where the shaman would go in and basically paint big, giant, fat animals on the wall, basically hoping for fertility, hoping for a good crop of Ice Age meat. The saber-toothed cats, the cave bears, the woolly mammoths, the mastodons, the giant hyena, the cave lions, just absolutely incredible. And I've seen a lot of Werner Herzog's films. I got contacted by Werner Herzog about 4 years ago. And they said, would you be interested in being in a Herzog film? And I said, yeah. Call me back if you're... They were just scoping around ideas, never heard back from them. But very powerful film. And I'm sitting there, and they're talking to the curator, the French curator of archaeology, and the guy that controls it all in France, in this French/Germanic cave, and basically they said, you know, coming up, we're going to talk to him about why they put these paintings on the walls, what it meant. And I told my wife, I said, you watch. It's going to be about Cro-Magnon wanting to communicate with humans in the future and basically wanting to leave their mark. And, of course, the discovery and development of art. I mean, it wasn't hard to predict that was coming up, and indeed, that's, you know, I don't want to give the film away, but I'm giving it a big plug here, and it's multifaceted. But seeing that film brings up so many instincts, so many, you could call them ancestral memories. Why are children afraid? Have you ever noticed, this is such a complex issue, I shouldn't even get into it. This is just one window into it. Have you ever noticed your children in a mall aren't scared? Or your children, little children, aren't scared running around in a parking lot in traffic where they should be scared? Because they don't have instincts for the modern world. This is completely new. A total revolution of what it is to be human is happening. And we're being dehumanized because the world we've built has made us so soft. And that's an oversimplification. And the film doesn't even get into this, but that's the point I'm making. And children are scared at night, particularly when they're going in and out of the house. Anybody who's had children notices this. I remember being a child. A pair of the parents I talked to, they get scared when you go in another part of the house. They want to come and check on you and know where you are. Well, do you know why that is? Because predators, up until just the last few hundred years, and still like this in Africa and other areas, predators that hunt humans, big cats, bears, things like that, they like to hunt in and around the cave or the village, you know, the hut opening. And it's when a squirrel's coming out of his hole, that's when he's really looking around. He's not so scared once he's on the ground because he's got a lay of the land. They know that predators wait outside holes. That's an ancestral memory. You know, Clan of the Cave Bear and stuff like that that I haven't even read. I've just read the synopsis. It's basically a fictionalized idea on this, but that's what instincts are. Why is a child who's never even seen Jaws or been told about sharks in the ocean, why do they get scared when they're out in the ocean? And say, you know, a three-year-old tell you, I'm worried about big fish. Why if there's only a couple great white deaths a year, and no more than 10 overall shark deaths a year, are grown men scared of the water? Because there is a archetypal ancestral instinct or coding. You can take a baby who's never seen a dog, 2 years old, and if they see a growling dog in a parking lot, they're going to be scared. Why? Because they're already programmed to know that that's something that's dangerous. And see, the globalist, they openly have studied all this. They understand what makes us tick, fear, sex drive. You know, that's why they can sell beer by putting pretty women with it. My point is, to be a free person, you've got to be aware of your human coding that brought us to where we are today and realize how everything the system pushes is simply an understanding of what humans are, and then they never tell you that. What is sports? It's ritualized warfare combat, which is fine if it doesn't take the place of real combat warfare, whether it be informational or physical, to defend yourself. Then you've got to ask yourself, what team are you on? What country do you stand for? Is your country sovereign? We're talking about the nature of reality, and I'll get more to it later, but your calls are coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I haven't even scratched the surface of the news and information that I want to get to. And I want to just cram in two calls during this short segment, come back and take a bunch of them in the next segment. Or all 12 calls we've got online right now. Howard to Brian, we're going to get to all of you. Howard in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
I am so filled with information and news, I can hardly talk.
It's unbelievable. It really is. You know, I woke up about in 2007. I saw Aaron Russo's film, and I've been, you know, trying to spread the word here pretty much as well. You know, all this tyranny going on with the FDA, Taylor being the head of the FDA from Monsanto, that's what really sparked my call. I'm at working with We Are Change Connecticut here. I'm also a longtime listener and, of course, a member of the Prison Planet TV. And everybody should do things. Freethinkradio.com, I'm doing an hour show now. I'm going to be getting on there. Everybody should be trying to do these things, setting up ways to...
Everyone should be doing a radio blog.
Everyone should be doing YouTube.
I'm telling you, YouTube's where the fight's at. Everybody should be trying to get on local radio. Everybody should start a neighborhood newsletter. Everybody should go to at least one demonstration a month. Everybody should be researching and getting more knowledge.
Exactly. And in October, I was on the radio at WAPJ Radio, which is 105.1 in Torrington, Connecticut, where I live. And the radio, actually, I was talking about Monsanto, about the tyranny, and literally the radio manager came in the middle of the thing and did the silent cut, 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 like you can't talk about this. And when we went to break, ironically, they're talking about autism. They had an Autism Speaks commercial running. And they're telling me I can't talk about Monsanto and vaccines and all this stuff that I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are so many people in America, Howard, and I appreciate your call, great points, think that by cowering down and being afraid of all these powerful people that somehow they're going to get ahead. All you're going to do is destroy your children's future and your future. And that's what I meant to get into earlier about the nature of being a human is about courage and knowing what our ancestors went through to take us to this place. And understanding that we as individuals are individualistic, but there is a larger collective within the human species, and that we individually will die. You should not have fear of individual death. You should have fear of the species being damaged, the species being twisted, because it makes us more manageable for the globalist. Okay, I do not fear death. I fear my great-great-great-great-grandchildren not being, you know, literally living on a Mars base and living to be 500 years old and unlocking the secrets of the universe. See, now I'm going to start getting into it. It's so huge to even grasp it. And people say, that's kooky stuff, wanting to go to space. Well, people of 500 years ago just wanted to, you know, invent electricity, and it took them 300 years to do it. Let's just go ahead and talk to or discover electricity. Let's talk to Mike in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. What's going on?
Worldwide transmission. Mike, hit us.
Well, pretty much I wanted to ask you a question first real quick about Jesse Ventura. And what I wanted to know is how do you feel about him changing his perspective about the 9/11 attacks and his weapon choice? Because when he had him on the show last week or whenever that was, he was talking about that lady's book she wrote about the...
Yeah, let's be clear. I know those buildings did not fall from fire, and that's clear. And they did explode in a very bizarre way, Tower 1 and 2. 7 fell from what is a classical controlled demolition with the crimp and the free fall. And I have no doubt that the Pentagon has a lot of really wild weapons. I just don't go places. I can't prove one way or the other. But Jesse Ventura is welcome to his opinions.
All right. I mean, because personally, I haven't heard you really talk much about that, and I just wondered how you felt about it. And then secondly, I'm an example of, I don't really know what you want to call it, but I'll give you the scenario. I'm an NBA fan.
Okay, you're a fan. Go ahead.
I'm an NBA fan of the local team here, and pretty much during the national anthem, I was approached by some people in the crowd that actually wanted me to take my hat off during the national anthem, and I was just wondering, like, how do you react to something like that?
All right, I'll comment on the other side. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to D.C. and Maryland. Tom, Robert, Tariq, Heath, Paul, Michael, Tim, John, Brian. I'm going to get to all of you. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We are live. It is Sunday, the 22nd day of May 2011. Wow, this year is almost halfway over. I'm still getting used to 2010. Okay, I just took a few calls if you joined us in that last little five-minute segment that we do live that some stations don't carry. And we had a caller who asked the question as we went to break. He says he's a National Basketball League fan, or National Basketball Association fan, whatever it stands for. What's NBA stand for? I don't know enough about it to tell you. I'm not that cool, folks. I only know about the government secretly putting radioactive isotopes in your water on purpose. KHOU News in Texas. Texas government knowingly covered up radioactive drinking water. They say it goes all the way up to the governor's office. But again, I'm not trendy, so I don't know what NBA stands for. What's it stand for? I was right. Okay. He was bringing up to me that he gets approached now. This didn't happen years ago. By people during the national anthem, he puts his hand over his chest for not taking his hat off. And he said, what's my view of that? Well, it's a very complex issue. I'm actually glad you raised it, and then I'll go to the calls. I'm going to try to simply knock it out of the park here, to use a sports analogy. Always, as many great statesmen have pointed out, tyranny will come wrapped in your nation's flag. Tyranny will come wrapped in the German flag, the American flag. Tyrants always wrap themselves in the flag. And when you lose your real liberties and freedoms, what the country is founded on, what it stands for, this happens in every culture, people get more obsessed over the symbols, and those get honored, but not what the flag actually stands for. Bill of Rights, Constitution in the toilet, the courts more and more corrupt, cops all over the nation, in the news, pulling people over, taking cash out of their wallets, no judge, no jury, no arrest. All that gets ignored. Foreign banks looting us from tens of trillions. The veterans having their death benefits stolen. Bloomberg AP, trillions of dollars. Nobody gets in trouble. Secret 11-year deal with the federal government. But you bring it up to a good old boy at that basketball game and say, hey, let's get together and start a group against stealing veterans' death benefits. They pay into it when they die. Then the government does a fast one to let the insurance companies keep their death insurance, their life insurance. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. You're a weirdo. You're a weirdo. Hey, let's talk about defending our borders and the sovereignty of America. Oh, you're one of them extremists. But they'll walk over and, boy, you take your hat off when that anthem's going. I mean, it's a joke. And then they take all of this fake patriotism and attach it to all the other un-American things that are being done. Like torture got bin Laden. That's as American as apple pie. And if you don't like torture, you're with Al-Qaeda. When the country's founded on due process. And, I mean, if you have to explain to people that torture is evil and that a government that does it wants fake confessions and can't be trusted, that's why we're so lost, ladies and gentlemen. So, that's what's happening. It's part of the secret police, in-your-face attitude of America. America is a free country where you don't have to take your hat off or salute the flag. Okay? In Nazi Germany, buddy, you better put your hand over your chest and you better take your hat off. You see, these are little fascists. They wouldn't defend the real republic. In fact, they think you're bad, most of them. But they're ready to have a fight with you. You know, I see these people who were so dumbed down. There was this woman today. I was in a hurry to get to work. I like to get here an hour before on the Sunday show, and I was about 45 minutes away, pretty close to, I was about 45 minutes away from showtime, and I was about 5 minutes away from here. And this woman pulled up on the access road, and she was sitting there with a entrance ramp. You see this all the time. And the entrance ramp had its own lane. A complete whole lane and no cars. And she was just sitting there scared like a deer in the headlights. And she finally pulled out, and there's three lanes there. So I get out, don't get on her tail, but go ahead and get over to get over into the inside lane so I can go make a turn a few hundred yards up. And she got wild and tried to pull in front of me, and I let her. And then later I got on the highway when she was doing about 60 over here in the slow lane. I got in the fast lane, you know, hit about 70. She went crazy, gunned it, was driving up, trying to get in front of me, acting all crazy. Because that's her battle. That's her war. That's her power. Well, it's the same psychology you see with emails. People have, they'll say things in emails to their boss they wouldn't say in person. Or people who have anonymity will say horrible things on the web because they're keyboard commandos. Nobody knows who they are. But I'll guarantee you that woman wouldn't stand up and fight for liberty or freedom or her children's future. She would cower in fear. But she's tough when she's in that car. And again, I don't get into road rage. People can flip me off, whatever they want. I mean, I don't even give them a response. But I see people. Now, I said I'd go to your calls, didn't I? And I'm not. I am really digressing here today. Let's go ahead and go to D.C. in Maryland. D.C., you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Man, I could pick your brain for years, but I'm going to keep it real short and quick. Two things. First one's on topic. I feel like the whole Bin Laden thing and the whole birth certificate thing, it's so phony, just so we stay off subject and off what we need to be focused on. And it's really distracting us. I mean, it distracted this show for almost a week. And the other thing, you woke me up about 3 years ago, and I haven't heard anything, so I want to know if it's true or not, about the whole Titanic thing and J.P. Morgan, the aluminum steel company that built the Titanic, and how after it sunk, everybody that was against the Federal Reserve died, and it passed the next year.
That is actually true, that they used substandard steel, and that they were given the warning watch of the iceberg and still just ran right into it, and that a large portion of the U.S. elite that was not teamed up with the Bank of England, there's whole papers been written on this, and I don't know if it's conclusive, but it definitely has a lot of the makings of sabotage, yes.
Right, and I never got to see the Discovery Channel piece, but I heard that there in 1985, Discovery Channel did a piece where they went down, say they found the Titanic, and they took a picture or a video clip or whatever of the hole that supposedly hit the iceberg, and they said the weird thing about it was the shrapnel was pointed outwards instead of pointing inwards as if there was some type of explosion or something.
No, that's true. You can pull up the video online of it, and their argument was that the iceberg stuck into the steel and kind of like a knife going through a steak. At the end of the cut, sometimes beef will flick out at the end and it'll kind of tear out. You know, if you're not cutting the steak right and you're sawing through it, it'll kind of tear up the meat on the edges. So that, again, I've seen some evidence of that. I've never talked about it because I can't prove it one way or the other, but I hope I answered your question, DC. Thank you. Do I have time to go to another caller here? Let's go to Tom in Minnesota. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
I got what I think here is an info bomb for you. I know you and Webster Carpley are often talking about Pakistan being used to pull us into a bigger war with Russia and China. I study Chinese, and as part of my studies, I get on the net and I watch Chinese TV news.
Yeah, they just sold 50 jets to them and said that they'll defend them if the U.S. attacks them. And the U.S. last Monday launched an attack with helicopters on a position inside Pakistan. And they've tried to frame Pakistan for the whole Bin Laden thing. Of course, we told folks this was coming months before it happened. Now they're releasing info that 9/11 was run by the Iranians to frame them. First, it was Iraq, Afghanistan. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, this is a little bit bigger, actually. The Chinese have just announced that they have a secret military base in Pakistan. It was on, I watched it on the news. They had a 20-minute special. They're developing the F-1, I forget what the Pakistan is called, I think it's the FJ-17 or whatever, the 50 that they're giving them. They develop them there, and they have a top-secret Chinese facility. They sent a reporter there to report from the facility, and it's about, I'm looking at the map now, it's in Camara, Pakistan. It's about 30 or 40 miles west of Islamabad, and probably about 60 miles from Abbottabad.
Stay there. Stay there, Tom. Let's talk about why this is so important. Then Robert, Tariq, Heath, Paul, Michael, Tim, John, Brian, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to take calls for two more segments. Then Aaron Dykes, our great reporter, will be in studio with the latest flip-flopping. Was that flip-flop number 15 or something on the Bin Laden Easter Bunny story?
Blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. Look in the dark we borrow.
Okay, Pakistan has given China, according to Chinese news sources we pull up during the break, the port of Gwadar to, I guess, move nuclear subs in. And there's talk of building a Chinese military base in Pakistan. I know last week the president of Pakistan met with Chinese leaders openly saying, please protect us from a U.S. or NATO attack, so I can confirm that. But finishing up with Tom in Minnesota, Tom, give us the Chinese news source so we can go look this up, because if they do have a secret base to service and work with those FG-17s, I know they just gave them 50 more, that is some news. Tell me what Chinese news source that was.
That's coming right out of CCTV, which is Chinese Central Television. When I get off the line, I can actually, it's a long web address. I've got the video. They have a reporter there who shoots video inside the secret base. They say it's, you know, it's been a secret base for 20 years. And
is the headline in English?
There. What's that?
Is the headline in English?
Negative. It's in Chinese, but the interviews with the Pakistani Air Force officers are in English. So they interview the Air Force officers there.
Do me a favor. You just can't give me the headline because I can't put it in Mandarin or whatever it is. Why don't you email it to Aaron with two A's, Aaron@Infowars.com.
Okay, yeah.
Because he's here right now. He's doing the weekend updating on Infowars right now, Infowars.com. So we'll get that. Obviously, geopolitically, what does this signify for you?
I think the Chinese are basically putting it out there as kind of a warning. I'm really not sure because some strange things have been happening. Admiral Mullen, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, just went to China, and nothing's been said in the U.S. papers. But again, on Chinese news, they had a video talking about the U.S. has agreed to open up 4 military bases to the Chinese within the United States. The agreement's not completely finalized. They picked the 4 bases. They don't know if it's going to be...
All right, let me stop you. That's even bigger news. Please send it immediately to Aaron. But you know what's crazy? The Washington Times reported last week, and we covered this with Dr. Pachinik, that General Motors, government-owned and controlled, with government money, spent masses of U.S. taxpayer money to produce a... 80 years of Chinese communism, that's the decades before they even successfully took over China, the biggest mass murderers in history, and that our own government is financing a pro-communist history of Chinese communism TV program for the U.S. and China. And so I have no doubt, but that is still big news. You're saying that a Chinese military base is here in the U.S.?
No. What they've done is they've agreed to open up 4 of our bases, which are Fort Stewart, Georgia, Needles Air Force Base, which is where we have our drone program.
I'll let them look at them.
Yep, NTC, the National Training Center in Fort Irwin, California. And the 4th one is the naval base at Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, well, the reason I said, wow, they gave them a base, you know, they gave them in 1996 the Long Beach Naval Base, one of only two true deep water ports there, gave that to the communist Chinese to then run the port authority. Just unbelievable treason to our national security. But, hey, the good old boys don't care. They just want you to take your hat off during the Star Spangled Banner. I appreciate your call. In fact, here are two articles talking about one of the bases. Here's the Wall Street Journal. This came out May 22nd today. Pakistan says China to operate key port and to run it as a military base with the nuclear submarines. And here's another one out of Reuters saying the same thing. And here's another report. So I've got 3 reports on that for you. Okay, spent a lot of time on that, but it's important. Tariq in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just want to talk about Fukushima and the lack of knowledge of people my age. I'm 33, and I was talking to people about it in class, and they had, when I said it was 10 times worse than Chernobyl, they had no idea what Chernobyl was or that there was a Russian Civil War back in the early 90s. It's ridiculous. It's crazy how much people are just dumbed down to the point. I mean, these people are my age or older. Live through this.
Expand on that.
What I'm saying, I was trying to compare Fukushima being 10 times worse than Chernobyl. They didn't even know what Chernobyl was.
No, I understand you. And by the way, it was 10 times worse a month ago. They now admit that I think I have a bunch of reports today, but our media is hardly even reporting it, that it's continuing to burn, smoke, blow up, into the atmosphere, blowing right at the U.S. The feds a month ago stopped reporting the radiation levels. The states have been reporting some isotopes over 500 times normal levels. Milk, produce, it's building up in it because layer after layer of this radioactive debris is settling. The ocean just has off the charts radiation being pumped into it. And Chernobyl, for 6 months, Europe, Eastern, Western, Northern, all of Europe, for 6 months, every country did not feed their children milk from Europe. They brought it in from the U.S. and other countries. No produce. It was all frozen on record. And 1 million people, the U.N. estimates, have died from complications from the radiation since 86. And you're right. This is many times worse, and it's not even a news item.
Another point. I had an idea. I don't know if you think it's good. I bought a T-shirt with the years 1913, 1933, 1971, and 1999 equals 9/11. People ask what that's about.
They would. That's a good idea. And then you could explain each one of those historical dates and how important they are. Great points, Tariq. Good to hear from you. Robert in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello there. Yeah, I just wanted to first off let you know how I really appreciate having the show, because I know at some time at one point or another these shows probably won't even be available, so hope you can hang in there as long as you can and keep informing people, because I think that's something that's sorely missed in America. I wanted to make a comment in regards to the chemtrails. For one, I'm wondering if these chemtrails aren't, if this aluminum oxide and whatever they're putting in this chemtrail, if that can have any effect in the global warming, and if they're trying to enhance the circumstances in such a way so that they could say, well, we're going to have to do something in about the global warming since people are getting sick and ill. And that's a question I was wondering if that might fit together. And another idea I had too is in order to fight back against what these peoples and powers are doing, my only understanding as far as fighting through all of this is to be able to bring them to court. I know that that's going to be a challenge in itself, since the Supreme Court is obviously changing its way of things, and so we're going to be up against another problem in its own entity. But I wonder if it's at all possible to try and find some attorneys that would be willing enough to try and be ready to bring different organizations to court, to try and tie them up in court and to try and fight through the court systems to be able to put a stop to some of the
Well, that's actually been working. There's a federal move to defund the TSA naked body scanners and to ban the groping. 20-plus states are moving to ban it. Texas is already gotten it through the House. There's a lot of exciting things, you know, on the subject, and I appreciate your call, Robert, of chemtrails. It's called geoengineering. It's been going on since the early 1990s, and now, because so many Americans know about chemtrails, the Obama White House came out 2 years ago. The first thing John P. Holdren, the science czar, gave a press conference on was the chemtrailing. But they said, well, we've been doing tests. Now we're going to go operational. It's to protect you from global warming. But the studies show it actually increases the temperature. Let's jam in at least five more calls. Then in the next segment, Aaron Dykes in studio to recap the flip-flopping, ever-changing children's fable of the bin Laden killing a month ago. And there's been a new development on that front, and we'll look at how it geopolitically ties into queuing up Pakistan as the next target of globalist bombardment. The latest in Libya. Also, Putin decides to retake presidency. He's now going to be running for president, as if we didn't know that was happening. Paul in Minnesota, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to give you a heads up that witness to and photographer of the JFK assassination, Mary Mormon, will be doing her first public interview in nearly 48 years. And that's according to press releases from both Business Wire and PR Newswire.
Okay.
Just wanted to give you a heads up on that. And she's one of, like I said, one of the last living witnesses that was right there and taking photos.
In addition, yeah, because we've got literally hundreds of witnesses that heard the gunshots, even the House Committee in 77 found that there were other shooters from the acoustic evidence, and police saw the plumes of smoke, and most of the folks that saw the men on the grassy knoll were killed. But then Vincent Bugliosi comes out with a book and came on my show and just says there's no proof, and then didn't give any evidence to it, even though I've talked to some of the witnesses. I mean, it's just incredible.
It's amazing. And this woman's 78, so she'll be on this website on Tuesday. And that website is iantique.com. It's actually an antiquing website.
And, all right, well, I'll look it up, Paul. Good plug there. Anything else?
I just wanted to tell you, yeah, and this guy, Gary Stover, who's having her on his show, he's done a four-part series. This will be the fourth part. He might be doing another part regarding
good,
her
good.
New information.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, the good news is, depending on the poll, the lower polls are over 80. A lot of national polls I've seen, I know you see them, are above 90% believe the government's lying about the JFK killing almost 50 years ago. So more and more people are not drinking the Kool-Aid and the lies. Let's go ahead. Well, I'm going to go back to your calls, but really that's all this show is about, is questioning, not believing what we're told, not just being handed information and then just taking it because the government told us so. Historically and statistically, nothing lies like government because they can get away with it because they have the power. Our founding fathers taught us about how dangerous government is. Since when did it become the received common sense knowledge to just believe whatever government tells you and to have the media just regurgitate and repeat whatever government says? It's idiocy. Michael in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I want to name the three most important voices in America for returning sovereignty to America. Jim Mars is absolutely number one, author of The Rise of the Fourth Reich. The next two, and before I mention them, the reason why I am not mentioning you in this list, Alex, is because I believe, I'm a born-again Christian, but I believe you are quite probably, for evangelicals in America, the John the Baptist of our time. And John the Baptist stayed in the wilderness, and he called all of the cities of Jerusalem, of Israel, out to him. But Jesus took his message to the cities. He went to them. So I think you have a very important function, but we need a Jim Mars. And the second man on my list, John Loftus, who prosecuted the Nazis brought to this country by Vatican operatives in the CIA. Very important man in the Nixon administration. You're going to be hearing a lot more from him as he updates his book. When the 30-year sanctions on his book expired this year, it allows him to bring much more about that story, and this America is going to be shocked by it. And the third man is Lonnie Melishenko of the Voice of Prophecy, because he is the man who told us the history of how the Jesuits and others 500 years ago developed the whole rapture theory and how they plan to infiltrate our Protestant seminaries. And this is the mess that we have in America.
Well, Michael,
today.
I didn't know that part, so send it to me. I'm interested in that 500-year history. Thank you so much. Let's move on now. Let's talk to Tim in Tennessee. You're on the air, Tim. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say that these people, these sissy boys that are running everything, this is one thing that they're going to have to do. They're going to have to exterminate us with bioweapons or whatever they think they're going to do, because that's the only way they can do it. Because being sissy boys like they are, they don't have the guts to do it themselves. They can get other people to do it.
Well, what the globalists will do is they'll just pass laws to put taxes on us if we have more than one child. Our own government financed China to do that in the mid-70s. They'll also destroy our economy, as Al Gore and others have said. They want a post-industrial America. Maurice Strong, the head of the Goddard Space Center, they admit this environmentalism has nothing to do with the environment. It's about shutting down free market local businesses. Look everything Obama does. Waivers to his friends where they don't have to get insurance, but your company does for your employees. GE gets to build new coal power plants, but their competition gets shut down. It's all about a managed, planned economy. And if you read the different UN documents and others, they openly say, let's put stuff in the water to sterilize the public. I mean, look at John P. Holdren, the White House science czar. I mean, you know, he's published multiple books calling for this. And what does the White House do? They put him in charge. These people are eugenicists. And if you're a new listener and don't know what a eugenicist is, watch my film, End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Go ahead, sir.
To do is, like you said, do some bioweapon, because there's too many people like me that aren't going to take any crap from these morons that think they're just going to walk in and bend us over and have their way with us. Because, like you said, like they said, we all have, we're armed. So what are they going to do? The only way they can defeat us is if they send bioweapons from the air and kill us that way. Because they're not going to have the military come in here unless they have a foreign military do it. And that's not going to happen either. You know, it's just, that's the only way they're going to do it, is if they kill us. And they have plans to do it with bioweapons. Other than that, they're not going to take the United States.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, Tim. Let's talk to John in Virginia. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I have been unemployed for a long time, and I had to get on food stamps, and I got this card in the mail. I'm calling you from Virginia, but I live in West Virginia. And it's an offer for a free cell phone because I'm on government assistance. And it lists all these things where if you're getting any kind of government assistance, they'll give you a cell phone and monthly minutes. And, you know, I'm thinking here.
No, I've heard the ads. I've heard the ads by different companies. I looked it up. The companies are doing it, they say, as a write-off. Because these track phones cost something like $5 a piece. They've got the extra time on these older antenna systems that are still up, but that folks aren't using them. I'm not sure that that's a nefarious thing they're doing. They just have the bandwidth, and they're not shutting out these systems yet, these older transmitting systems. They've moved over to the microwave transmission, but they still have the older cell phone grid. But it is true that by federal law, all of these cell phones do have GPS triangulating via the cell towers, and that the government is using them to surveil us, violating the Fourth Amendment.
I was thinking, as they were talking about, you know, we got to cut the budget. You know, I can't see them doing this without getting money from the government. The government must be giving them something.
I hear you. Look, of the Fortune 100, Forbes has even broken it down. On average, they pay about 2.8%. corporate taxes. And then people say, well, corporations, their employees pay. Yeah, if they're domestic. But most of the profits have now been moved offshore. They've written the laws to where they're exempt from the taxes. And I wouldn't even be against that if those very same big corporations like Goldman Sachs and others weren't out always promoting, and that they bankrolled Obama, higher taxes on the middle class, so then our money can be taken and given to them as corporate bailouts. You understand? In other news, before we bring in Aaron Dykes.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In other news, White House on war powers deadline. Congress has said, look, we've been in Libya for months and months, bombing, U.S. troops advising you need to basically put a time frame on this. And Obama came out, this is ABC News, and said, I don't need a timeline because this is a limited role. U.S.-backed NATO forces sunk 8 Libyan warships just a few days ago. The bombardments are intensifying all over the country. The forces that are the core of the rebels are Al-Qaeda-backed and Al-Qaeda-commanded. But if you're against Al-Qaeda, you're unpatriotic now here in this upside-down 1984 world. And, of course, Obama didn't go to Congress for authorization. He went to the UN. And he said that he went to the UN because it ups the credibility of the UN. That was a White House word-for-word statement. So more of that treason. Right on time, Al-Qaeda deputy leader says West African Libyan oil is why NATO wants to install a puppet regime. And they say this is from Al-Zahari, from an audio blog with no proof that it's him. I mean, routinely, bin Laden said this, bin Laden said that on a message board. I mean, this is insane. And also on message boards and in audio tapes, the new Al-Qaeda chief pledges major attack on London to avenge bin Laden's death. And, of course, there's no proof this person even said that again. It's just a complete phantom so that the power structure can take our liberties and our freedoms. And I told you this on Thursday when Obama said it, because I've seen presidents do this before as a political football, that he would redraw the lines and pressure Israel to give back a bunch of its land. I said, regardless of what you think about this, it's just a political football. The 1967 lines with swaps means different Israeli border than in 1967. So he doesn't mean the 1967 that was in reality. He means an imaginary one. So it's all just talk, ladies and gentlemen. Just like he was going to not have any tax increases on people making more than $125,000 a year individually or $250,000 as a couple, and now he's gone back on that and is trying to raise those taxes. I mean, Obama has lied about everything. Even if you want socialist health care, he didn't give you socialist health care. He gave you fascist health care, where the insurance companies wrote the law. All of thousands and thousands of insider companies like McDonald's are exempt. All of his campaign contributors get exemptions. Nancy Pelosi's people get it. And he just continues rolling on from there, written by the insurance companies. Now, in the 7 minutes we have left, the big national paper of India, CIA had role in Pakistan intelligence. And I thought I'd remind you on the whole bin Laden capture. They said he was in a 45-minute firefight, used his wife as a shield, wasn't true. Then they said the White House was watching it live and took that photo of them watching the kill live. Then they said that, oh, no, the feed cut for 40 minutes. And that the president didn't watch anything. It was a staged photo. Then they threw his body in the ocean, they claim, on and on and on, even though he had kidney failure back in 1999 through 2000. Nobody could live that long. There's a bunch of other lies and flip-flops. This is just complete theater, and our inside sources back in 2002 went public with the fact that he died of kidney failure and Marfan syndrome. Aaron, you've got this latest information for us, a new big flip-flop. I only mentioned a few of the flip-flops and lies.
Yeah, there's all kinds of lies, and the story keeps changing is the main point. It's just that now, today, May 22nd, already May 23rd in the Hindu and Pakistani press and in Australia where this other report came out, they now say a CIA mole must have guided the SEALs to Osama bin Laden, that the SEALs had a document with all this information about the family, and you have the investigator, Rahim Malik, the interior minister and former head of Pakistan's Federal Investigation Agency, saying if the Americans didn't have definitive information, they couldn't have gone straight to the room where bin Laden was. They claim to have more limited information.
They claim they never even seen him there. They just knew he was there.
And he's
it's all lies. And now it's on the Pakistani press that the U.S. troops got on the helicopter and it blew up. And so, yeah, they send him, I guess, to kill one of the bin Laden doubles is the inside baseball. They kill the bin Laden double. They get on their aircraft. It blows up. Get rid of the witnesses, the whole nine yards, and you'll never see that ceremony with the Navy SEALs being awarded. Plus, it's the secret SEAL Team 6 that has secret teams within it, so the other SEALs don't even know who was in it.
Yeah, you're referring to the report from Paul Watson, and the one today from Paul Craig Roberts, is the U.S. driving the world towards World War III? How many SEALs died at the Osama compound? And then this other story about the mole inside Pakistani intelligence, this Malik guy says the document suggests there's more to the story. It's quite possible a false or partial narrative was given of how bin Laden was found, said a CIA official. So the point is the story just doesn't hold up.
Well, I mean, they've look. If Richard Nixon told the public that he'd killed a Bin Laden character, no one would believe it had been caught lying. Bill Clinton lies constantly. George W. Bush got caught lying constantly. These people lie. They staged attacks on our ships to get us into Vietnam, and we were called conspiracy theorists until they declassified it. Well, they came back from the ships in 64. The San Diego Herald Tribune interviewed people on the ships. Officers said it was fake. That was never a conspiracy theory. It just became an urban legend because people didn't have the San Diego Herald Tribune article or the Kogo radio reports and things like that out of San Diego. But it's now admitted that was staged.
No, I agree.
But, I mean, I only mentioned some of the lies and changing of the stories over and over again. And when this came out, and then people say, well, if Bush, you know, knew that Bin Laden was dead, you know, he would have used this. Bush, Obama, they're just front men. And that's what folks have got to grow up and realize. There might be some fighting over the levers of power politically. But at the end of the day, at that high level, these people are bought and paid for. It's like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, these offshore banks, they bought off both McCain and Obama. So either way, they win. And I told people for decades, for more than 15 years, and the old timers for more than 50 years, people like G. Edward Griffin, that it's offshore banks that own the Federal Reserve. And now that's come out in the lawsuits by Bloomberg and others that the majority of the bailout money went to foreign offshore banks. That's where they take the tax money. We're ruled by foreign banks. Of course, they want a police state. That's why they lobby these big mega banks for the police state, for higher taxes, because they need a police state to straitjacket us. And they need these staged political events. By the way, they're back in the news saying that Al-Qaeda is pledging new major attacks. Well, we told people this was coming. And you watch that million pages of documents, Aaron, that they say they million plus in Bin Laden's rat nest that look like a Dallas crack house. They're now claiming that they're going to be giving us more intel, and we're seeing Fox starting, you know, these shows, you know, the secrets of Al-Qaeda. Oh, they're with Iran. I mean, you can really see them building up that, oh, we found in the rat hole the proof that Bin Laden carried out 9/11, trying to bolster this whole lie, just like the fake passports they planted on 9/11.
Well, yeah, at first they claimed they were absolutely certain, had the DNA matching evidence before they even had time to test it. Then they later changed the story to say they were only 45 to 55% sure. And now they're saying, well, it looks like they must have been sure after all. That's if there even was a Bin Laden. But the whole propaganda is just so textbook. I mean, I've read the Walter Lippmann and stuff studying the World War One propaganda and the whole like idea of the butcher Saddam, the butcher Bin Laden. That's kind of a tradition of propaganda that goes back hundreds of years where it's the butcher of Belgium, the butcher.
Well, now they admit Gaddafi did not have brigades of men raping women with Viagra. State Department that was a lie. That's just like it's admitted the State Department put out fake reports of throwing babies out of incubators in Kuwait. They always create a massacre or a red shirt to wave as the pretext.
Yeah, John Brennan's whole thing about using the wife as a human shield, not only was it not true, but it was intentional propaganda that they've used on lots of dictators, lots of public enemies, just to make them look cowardly in the first round of reports and stuff.
And again, folks, if you like being fooled, if you like the narrative, the little fake religion of being scared of Bin Laden and so sacrificing all your liberties and freedoms, and you like being conned and manipulated and bamboozled and scammed, then be my guest. But the globalists on record have set up this police state grid for you and your family. This is not for men hiding in caves, even if you believe they're this real threat. But how do you square the CIA then creating Al-Qaeda and now using them in Libya?
It's just intentionally deluding the public.
What did William Randolph Hearst, the father of yellow journalism, say after after they started the Spanish-American War in 1898?
He said, you get the photos, I'll provide the war.
He said, you provide the paintings, the images, because they had illustrators then, of the Spanish massacres in Cuba, I'll supply the war. Yeah, you supply the pictures, I'll supply the war. And that's what they do. And America's in deep trouble. Aaron, great job. See you back tomorrow, live, 11 a.m. Central. Great job with the crew. Love you all. Defend liberty.